Because the truth is, you're actually and it's very, very hard to recognize, you're actually a tremendous power. You have phenomenal abilities that are taken for granted. You can think, you can reason, you can feel, you can walk, you can talk, you can communicate, you can affect things, you can change. All of these are miraculous. But none of us tend to think of them that way because we didn't do anything to get these abilities. They were given to us by virtue of being here. So it's not seen as a set of, in essence, superpowers. It's just seen as the minimum. And that's the whole problem. You're a phenomenal being with amazing superpowers, and you don't know that. You think you're just somebody. It's really absolutely true and not clear to most of us, the biblical saying, you're made in God's image. It's absolutely true. You have superpowers. If you're really made in God's image, of course you have superpowers. But we don't get taught, we don't get told that being able to walk across the room is a superpower. Trees can't do it. Rocks can't do it.
Paraplegics can't do it.
Paraplegics can't do it. It's so taken for granted, it's so not recognized as a miracle that we think nothing of it because we can do it effortlessly, thoughtlessly. But imagine if you couldn't do it. Imagine if you were everything you are now, but you couldn't move. Then you would really experience movement, walking across a room, as a superpower. And the same with all the basic human attributes. Thinking, feeling, knowing, learning, communicating. You have the superpower to do phenomenal things as demonstrated in the real, actual world. We fly to other planets. Well, we haven't gone to a planet yet, but we've flown to the moon. That's not a superpower. We've sent equipment, cameras, data collection devices to other planets. That's not a superpower. Sooner or later, somebody will go to one of those planets, and then they'll go to more planets. And it'll be seen as amazing and tremendous and technologically marvelous, and then it'll start being taken for granted. Just like going to the moon is not taken for granted. We can pretty much go anytime we want if we want to invest the money. It doesn't take long for the human animal to take it for granted and see it as no big deal. So the trick is to turn all that upside down and start recognizing consciously the power that you are, the abilities, the super abilities that you've been given. So it isn't just you come in with these pre-programmed patterns, it's that these patterns include superpowers. Who would have thunk it? So most of us spend our lives sitting around worrying, complaining about how things aren't the way we think they should be or would prefer them to be, which is the best possible way. And striving for things we think we should have, and that's the best possible way to completely neglect the fact that you are a being of superpowers, living in a collective life of other beings with superpowers who, when those are lived out or harnessed, we do things like fly to other planets. We do things like change the course of rivers. Dams are built around the world every day. That's changing the course of a river.